Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to Shooting the Shift on Wonky Wednesday. I'm just going to call it Wonky Wednesday, Marilyn. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here. Oh, my goodness. It is wonky for sure.
Yeah, you know, we had some issues getting Marilyn on with her mic, so she's calling in by phone. And that's not a big deal. She just may sound a little more far away than I do. I'm not sure how it sounds out there. But, you know, I got to say, I just told you before we had the mic issue, like January 2022 for me is hurry up and wait.
Yes.
Everything is, it's like, okay, we're going, we're ready, now slow down. And I think it's really interesting because today our topic is about the power of our words. And it's interesting that you couldn't talk on your microphone. So
I know.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the power of our words as well as our thoughts. And then here we are on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, wackadoo. So I'm just going to read what I posted this morning on my Facebook page, sharing the public announcement. I said, imagine if you had a magic tool that created exactly what you desired. Well, you do, and you use it every day. It's what you say and the way you feel that creates the magic. And the word abracadabra comes from the Aryanic language and translates to, I will create as I speak. And every word we utter casts a spell, and we are the authors of our journey. So, you know, we did a show on self-talk, and that does play into this show as well, because, you know, if you believe everything's a frequency, which I know you do, Miss Marilyn, it's
yes,
like, you know, every thought we have is also written language. It's just a like lyrical frequency of language on a radio stream, right? So, yeah, this is about moving forward. And I think, look, if you have mastered what comes out of your mouth, this is not the show for you. But us poor schlubs like me and Marilyn and everybody else out there, we need to keep working at it. So that's how I feel about it. And I think it's ironic that you couldn't talk. So I had to read that.
I know. I'm going like this and I'm saying, how interesting that we were doing pretty good on the Zoom. And then I got onto the radio and all of a sudden I didn't have the ability to hear anything. I, you know, or even then speak then. So, and that's all okay, right? Because this is yet another part of the power of your thinking and your words, right? And so I said, okay, so what are you learning from this, right? Because I was really in like la la land before I came
Well, I mean, how pointless and boring would life be if everything was preordained and we knew everything? I mean, it would be like torture. We've got to get a wrench every now and then. It gets us to shift our reality, or at least the way we're thinking about stuff. And I know, you know, our producer, Christopher, is like, well, you know, you've got 30 seconds and you're on your own. And I'm like, well, it's not my first day at the rodeo. I'll be fine. You know, I don't have stress around that. But I will say, you know, I'm sitting here going, well, I'm going to have to talk all by myself. You know, I can do that in my shower, washing my hair. I don't know if anybody wants to hear what I got to share. You know, I just think, honestly, we have struggled with topics every week, and we're going to have more people calling in. We're working on that so we can interact with people. But it's been really, for me, I'm changing the subject now, Marilyn, to what the heck is going on in 2022. And I think we're all kind of being told, you know, be adaptable, be flexible, and ride the waves, you know, because every single turn I take and think I know where I'm going, it's like detour, new sign, change your mind, you know. Have you found that?
Well, even let's use this morning as an example, right? This is a perfect, you know, a point to start with, right? Because this morning I'm thinking everything is easy peasy. You just go on, you talk on Zoom, and then you go on and everything flows. And then all of a sudden it doesn't flow. And then it's the, okay, so let's do it a different way. Let's figure it out. Because, right, we can always figure things out, right? There's always another way of doing something where you don't have to get so scattered or, you know, go all over the place trying to figure out or reinventing the wheel, right? We can always say, okay, there's another way to do it, so let's just do it like we did, which was, okay, so I tried to correct the situation and I could not. And so now I called in and here we are. So that's a teaching, right? The teaching is you don't panic. You can work it out and you can figure it out, and then you're in on time, right? Because we did make it on time. There was no delay in anything, right?
And we didn't panic.
Yeah, and there was no panic around it. Yeah.
No, so I was singing Frankie's Relax, Don't Do It. Ba, 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 ba. You know, because like the old me would have been like sweaty and stressed, and then I would have felt like I have to come up with something to tell people. And now I'm just like, well, it's Wonky Wednesday. Welcome to my world.
Right? And the thing is, it's all our thoughts, right? It's how we perceive things and then how we interact with that perception, right? Because that's important, right? That's really important. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the topic that we're having today, right, it has to do with recognizing, acknowledging the power of our words and our thoughts as well, right, along with the feeling place. And I think that that's a really important way to start, especially the new year, right, moving forward, to try to be present with the way we are thinking and then how we're feeling around it and then how we are showing up in the world. Because our words have so much energy. There's so much of a frequency and a vibration riding on each one of our words. And then how people receive it as well, right? And that's another situation sometimes that we run into, right? We might say something and somebody might take it in a way where it wasn't intended. And to be able to be conscious and aware that, oh gosh, I think that they misunderstood me. And maybe, you know, phrase it in a different way and make it, more comfortable for both people or for all people around, right?
Yes, and I also think it's really important, you know, that, and I know you know this, but, you know, the intent of the emotion behind it, because you can say all day, I'm so pretty, and if you feel ugly, then your words are not resonating with what you're saying. And feeling, you can call it a spell, you can say abracadabra, you can call it manifesting, but you cannot create 2 weeks from now without right now. It doesn't work. We are always in the present creating the future now. So when you have the feelings behind it, that's why I always have to check myself before I wreck myself, because I don't know about you, Marilyn, but I spend a lot of time on YouTube looking at like tiny little fluffy kitties falling over other tiny little fluffy kitties and, you know, things that make me feel good and like boost me up, you know. Sometimes you got to get in that ooey gooey feeling, you know. It's like, I don't know why I have all these sexual inch windows lately, but it's like foreplay for your mind, you know, getting in the right mindset of where you are before you start speaking consciously what you're trying to create. You want the intent in your heart to come through your mouth and through your throat, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, right?
Because
what you're thinking and what you're believing are important. They're vital, right? It's very important because it guides your every step, right? Mm-hmm. How you think and what you believe kind of like creates that pathway for you in your life. And so that's why I think that, you know, the processing and understanding the way you speak and how you feel, the connection between those two. If we learn, right, to be proactive in that energy, a lot of things can change and shift in our lives simply by being, you know, proactive with the way we're feeling and what it is that we are putting out into the universe, right? Because we can start to see changes, really. A lot of times you can see immediate changes just by changing, right? Sometimes the way that you are thinking around an issue, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that that's important.
All right. Well, there you go. So there we go. Right, then, our first awkward pause of 2022.
Yeah, I'm not used to this. So yeah, the other thing is
okay.
I want to talk about, you know, how if we can change our phrases, you know, the way we speak. And I think we spoke about this, you know, on other talks, you know, that we've had. But I really, and I probably will say it each and every time that I'm on, because I really believe that this is the most powerful thing that we can do, right, to start to shift and to expand in our lives, right, is to change the way we are perceiving something, or how we're interacting with something, or how we're receiving something, or how we're observing something or absorbing something, right? So, like, if you're always saying, oh, I can't do that, I can't, that's impossible, or why can't you just say, I choose not to do that? Because chances are, you really are choosing not to do it. It has nothing to do with your ability to do it. It's just that you really don't want to do it. So you say, I can't. And it's easier to say, I choose not to do this, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just helps things, even mentally, if you say, things keep happening to me. Why do these things keep happening to me? Maybe we can say, these things are happening for me. What is it that I need to learn in this energy? What is it in this energy, right, that continues to bring this frequency to me? So maybe I need to start looking at it as something that's happening for me and not something that's happening to me. And then maybe I can get the information that it's trying to give me in that, you know, in this space and time right now. Right. Yeah. So it's also understanding our self-talk. Right. Sometimes we don't even know how we talk to ourselves or our own communicative skills. Right. Mm-hmm. Or other people. And that's an important piece, too, because if I'm talking to myself, you know, in a very downgrading way or very negative or just, you know, like really bad self-talk, well, then my energy is going to be that way. And then when I'm out in the world, I mean, how can people not feel that, right, about me? So this is something that we have to also recognize, which is that our energy, right, it's like I always say, I want to stay lit. I want to stay lit. Like, I want to be the light when I go out. I want to, you know, embrace that and put it out so that others can feel that, too. Like, I don't want to walk out feeling, you know, like, you know, really bad or horrible or whatever. I want to be putting myself in the energy of love, of compassion, right?
Yes. And I want to say something here about this, because I've noticed in the last 2 years, roughly, give or take, I've consciously reworked my vocabulary around 4 words. And I'm going to share those. And I mean, it's different for everybody. But, you know, I do a lot of readings for people, and nobody likes to say, you should, you should. So I try and say, you might consider, I would consider. Right. I try and get rid of the should word. I really don't like the word hate in any way, because it's such a passionate word that it can really, that vibration. So I'd like to change that to dislike, because it's not as powerful in that. And we've got enough hate out there, right? The other one that I would say is when I was sick, I would say I was sick. And now I say, you know, I'm in a healing journey right now. I'm in a health journey. I don't like that word sick because I keep putting that word out there, right? So I had to change my language about that. And the last one for me is the biggest and the most powerful, because a lot of times we have to be in reality and go, well, you know, that I don't think that could happen. So, you know, maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe that's not a reality. And the most powerful word for me that I've changed is yet. I always had the word yet. So, you know, that hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Instead of that's not going to happen, or I don't think it'll happen. There's more power in it. My least favorite word, and people probably are going to roll their eyes and get annoyed with me, and that's fine. I can take it. Hope. I don't like the word hope. The reason I don't like the word hope is I don't believe shouldn't believe in hope. Of course not. But it's not as powerful to me. The word hope sounds kind of wishy-washy to me. That's me. That's my personal little pet peeve with that word. I cannot believe we're almost ready to go to our very first break, Marlon, which is insane. But I just would consider heading off to a break, just letting people ruminate and think about what are the words in your vocabulary that maybe you're using a lot just out of sheer habit or form that you just really want to transform the energy around them.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to share them, because that's what, you know, melts my butter and lights my match, right?
Yeah, so. And language is powerful. Language is powerful. So how we choose to use the words, right, make a huge difference in our everyday lives, right, with ourselves and with other people. So, yes, for sure. And
do you have words? Do you have words? You're going to think about your words too, Marilyn? While we go to break, if there's anything you want to change, we'll be right back, guys.
Definitely. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, welcome back to Shooting the Shift, where everything is a surprise today. Miss Marilyn, nobody knows what you're talking about when you say I was on Zoom and then couldn't call in, because Marilyn and I meet each other on Zoom to talk and see each other's eyeballs, just like we used to when we were working together before we even had a little seedling of an idea of a radio show. So Marilyn and I are looking at each other eyeball to eyeball, which I have recently found out is something that's a little antagonistic, that phrase. I didn't know that. But anyway, so that's what she's saying when she says, we're talking on Zoom. And so not to confuse anybody, but we just like to be able to ruminate together and have ideas and have our sign language. So, because we're in sync and it's more organic for us, right?
Yeah, for sure, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I did speak previously about the words and the phrases that I use, right? Instead of I can't, I use I choose, you know, instead of this is happening to me, it's happening for me. You know, what am I learning from this? And, you know, my mantra in this time is I'm learning. I am learning. So through every experience, I choose to say I am learning. And that way I am kinder, gentler with myself and others, because it's part of, right? It's part of growth and it's part of expansion. And I don't know everything and I'm still learning and I'll always be learning. And so I believe that that's an important, you know, it's just so important to recognize that sometimes when you're able to communicate with yourself in that way, you feel better, right? Because you're not always, you know, and I don't say always because, you know, some people are criticizing themselves 24/7, right? Beating themselves up all the time, you know, over little tiny mistakes. No matter how minute they are, you know, it's always a big thing. It's escalating. And it's important for us to maybe use that. We can use that. What's so hard about saying I'm learning, right? Because when you say I'm learning, what are you doing? You're giving yourself the opportunity, right, to understand that when we're learning, we can make mistakes. When we're learning something, we can misunderstand something, right? There's always, I misinterpreted that. I'm still learning. It's part of, mm-hmm. you know, it's part of the process. And it's so gentle, right? It's gentle.
Well, and yes, I mean, having an open mind as much as you possibly can. I mean, look, all you have to do is look at the rhetoric in the social media or the politics or division, and we're not getting into politics at all, but there's so much division because sometimes I feel what I witness, you know, I'm like Morticia Adams with the one raised eyebrow stirring my tea when I look on social media, you know, I read energy. So I see a lot that's going on that maybe some people don't. But the biggest thing that I learn from is when I look and I see somebody, like when people are in that space of, I'm just waiting for them to shut up so I can get my point in. I'm just waiting for them to shut up so I can get my point in. And they're trapped in that. And it's like, if you, whether or not you agree with someone or not, really is fine. We are here to have our own feelings and opinions. But if you're not coming from an open place where at least you're trying to understand maybe where that person's perspective is coming from, then you're not going to get anywhere. And that's where that division comes in, you know. So I think I try to always come from a place of what can I learn in this experience and how can I not take on what somebody else is saying to me, because it really has nothing to do with me. And when you get that, there's such freedom with that. There's such freedom. It takes a long time, but when you get there, boy, oh boy, you're like, I've arrived. I have some freedom. Yeah. I don't bite the bait, you know.
Yeah, and it's powerful, right? Because that statement, so many years ago, you know, the statement of it has nothing to do with me really changed a lot in my life, right? Because I used it and I taught it to just about everybody that I interacted with, because I really believe that that is a place of power, right? That's you being able to sit in your power because you're not absorbing anything. You are just sitting there and listening and understanding that it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you unless it does, right?
Right,
and
unless
the
you're triggered.
Most of the time, right, but most of the time when things, you know, when people are coming at you or things are being said that maybe might feel uncomfortable or whatever it is, a lot of the times, many, many times, you will recognize that it really doesn't have anything to do with you, that it has to do with the person that is speaking and their insecurities, right? And then when you're able to see that, You're so much freer, right? Because they didn't tap into your energy. You didn't pull it in as if it was something that you needed to hold on to, or now you needed to, you know, get angry and get triggered and say whatever it is that would have come after that mm-hmm. conversation. So that's a beautiful, powerful, powerful tool to use daily, like daily, all the time. You know what I mean? Like
somebody's
saying something to you. Right? If somebody is saying something to you and you're in an environment where you know, gosh, this is toxic, you can always continue to say, right, this has nothing to do with me, right? Mm-hmm. And if it does, then you can find a way to navigate around it as well, right? To put you back into your power place so that mm-hmm. you don't feel, how would I say, taken or defeated, right? Because we really want to sit in our power. You know,
yeah. 2020, and that's what happens.
2022 is going to be that. 2022 is going to be the yes. energetic year where we're going to learn how to sit in our power mm-hmm. and how to, you know, how to be able to sit there and not absorb the things, you know, that we've been absorbing all this time, right? Because we've been collectors,
that's
you know,
right.
And it's time now for us to be able to say, it's okay. We don't need none of that.
Dirty dancing. This is your dance space. This is my dance space. You know, when he says
yes.
you have spaghetti arms. So, yeah, you know, it's really important, too, I think, when we come from the place of, and I know almost all our listeners have heard this, but I need to hear it constantly, too. When you think that you're going to change someone's mind, or if somebody is going to understand where you're coming from, or expecting people to show up like you show up or think.
Yes.
And that's our biggest mistake. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn. And I still struggle with it, but more and more now. And that Mother Teresa boy, you know, I just love her because she said in the mm-hmm. end, it's between you and God. And it always is between you and God. It's always your lesson. It's always your growth, yeah. your expansion.
Yeah.
And when we try and think, well, I can change this person's mind, or I can get them to see things my way, that's when you find you are in the trap and you are swirling like the Tasmanian devil and you have wrecked yourself. Like, you know,
yeah,
that's when you're
truth,
out of
though,
your
right?
power. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because in that space, you are actually giving up all your power, because the truth is that you cannot, just as easily as no one can change you in that moment, or how you're thinking or what you're believing, we can't do that also. We can't like say something just because we believe it's our truth that it becomes someone else's truth. I have learned to honor people where they are. I have learned to accept
yes.
people as they are and
yes.
not try to change them. Okay, there are those moments when maybe you kind of tend to forget, because it happens, right? When
of
you
course.
Go, oh, and then you check yourself and you go, wait, that's my stuff. That's not their stuff. And they, you know, this is how they think and this is what they believe. And it's okay if you want to plant a little seed, and maybe they plant a little seed too, because sometimes they'll give you information and then you can start looking at it differently as well. Because I really believe that to be open is really important, because if I were to stay stuck and locked in my own belief and say it's my way or the highway and this is all there is, right, then I can't learn anything, because
yeah.
I believe then that I know everything and I know nothing. I always say yeah. to myself, I must stay open to receive so that mm-hmm. I can better understand, right, myself and those around me. That
yeah.
is truly important for me, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, important for others, but for me it is. And I like to respect people where they are and meet them where they are and be okay in that. I try not to judge, right? And if somebody has said something and triggered me, I will go, oh boy, I got to take a deep dive now and work on that one. You know,
yeah,
and
sometimes you can just say, like, you know what, this friendship is so much more important to me than this stupid tiny little thing that doesn't
yes.
really amount to a hill of beans. And like, is it gonna matter in 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now? Sometimes you got to pick your battles, is my point,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
saying eat poop, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's just not worth it. And sometimes you don't need to analyze it. You can just say, like, I don't want, you know, I'm just going to calm. And another word you used was really important, was truth. Because, like, there's this Mimi I had for so long, this visual of the truth. And it was three sides of a box, and it displayed a shadow in three different ways. Because there's always your truth, their truth, and then the truth. The truth, right? So there's never one truth, right? When it comes to two people.
Because we're looking at it from a different perspective, right? We're looking at it from a different perspective and from different experiences. So what it is that what my truth may be very different from your truth, because your perspective is different. Not only is it different, you know, whatever you have encountered in your life is maybe very different from another. Or very similar, but, you know, some people have, you know, different types of strengths, and some people have different ways of, you know, addressing things, right? Because we all learned and were taught as well in different ways as well, right? So that's part of recognizing who we are in the world and how we interact with other people. And I think the goal is, for me, my goal is to understand myself, because if I can understand myself, then I can be better in the world, right? It's when I'm not knowing, you know, who I am or what I'm about that things can get all, you know, messy, right? But when I remember who I am, right, when I know who I am, when I know what I'm about, then everything is just flowing. It's like, you know, when you're losing your way, when you're just forgetting who you are, or you're, you know, you're believing something that somebody else is saying, right, that you then tend to, right, spiral downward, right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I know there's a lot about, you know, the positive versus the negative, or having the ability to, if I can look, I've learned so much more from looking at my weaknesses than my strengths, because I know what my strengths are. And, it took a long time to build them up and know them. But being willing to look at my weaknesses, or where I fall short, or where I get stuck, that's where I find my freedom. Because at least if I'm willing to see it, I can work with it and transform it and shift it, which is the name of the show, right? The way to go.
And so positive. Way, right?
Yeah, so positive, Marilyn, positive. I think the most positive thing we can say with any statement to begin with is I am. You know, I am, you know, because that's present. It's not past. It's not future. I am learning through this experience. I am embracing my own power. I am staying in my power. There's something very powerful about I am.
Yeah, and that, and I always say, do, if you can help it, please do not follow I am with anything negative.
Absolutely.
Because the power in that I am will bring that exactly to you. So, you know, when I hear people say, I am sick, or I am, you know, like any negative word that you're using right after the I am, it's almost like you're claiming that. And when you claim that, then that becomes a part of you. And we don't want to claim that stuff, right?
It's like I just had this vision in my head of the I am ampersand and sign at sign, you know, the cursing, steaming, growing. Yeah. It's really important, because that's so powerful. And it can go either way on you, of course. The other thing is that people who say, like, well, I've been doing this for so long and nothing's happening. You know, there's people out there, you know, we have a joke about Debbie Downer. Wah, wah. There's always somebody in the party that's the party pooper. The truth is, though, you've been living with these frequencies your whole life, probably before you could even talk, and you took them on. So there's a lot of removal and acceptance about that. It's not like instantaneous. The more you're in that frequency of the I am with the positive, the more you're spiritually exfoliating those dead cells and the old stuff. So it is a process.
Yeah, and it's also recognizing, because when I do hear people say that, right, I really tune in and I listen. And what I'm hearing is, I've been working so hard all my life on this. I thought this was done with, and here I am again. Mm-hmm. And the truth, as I see it, and I'm going to say as I see it, is that what I'm hearing is I'm still feeling that that is my truth, right? That I have been feeling all my life that I've been doing this work all my life, and that's my feeling place. And if I continue to stay in the frequency of that feeling, then yes, by golly, you will be in that energy until you decide, until you start to feel differently. Because I can say beautiful things, good things, you know, positive things, but if inside of me, I'm negating all of that, if inside of me, I'm saying, oh, this is just, you know, bullshit. It doesn't work. This is not what I think or what I feel or how life is. Life
You're
is
having
not
a
life
tennis match.
Yeah. Then it doesn't work, because what happens is that we have to remember something. The frequency that is the strongest, the frequency that is the strongest is the frequency that we have given power to all our lives. And if we keep feeding it, it's just going to keep growing. So we need to be able to kind of starve it, right? Let's be wicked and starve it. And then just feed the good. Feed the good feelings. You know, trust the good feelings. Put yourself in the good feeling place as much as you can, right? Mm-hmm. And then things start to change. Things can't change if you're in the frequency of this is never going to happen, no matter what I do, no matter how I do it. It's always me. This is who I'll always be. Oh, my God. Yes. Get that out. Get it out.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is some of the best, most supportive, loving people in our lives implanted those without any intention, because it was implanted into them. So we are entrenched in the love and the support of someone that maybe was just steered a little wrong way themselves, you know. So we are, it's not just our lifetimes. It's not just our, it's a, you know, a lineage there. So, okay, so we are coming up to our last break, and we are going to be right back, and we would appreciate it if you would stay with us for the last segment here on Shooting the Shift.
Yes, we're going to talk about it next.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. So I wanted to talk about next week. We will be having people in the audience to contact us. we'll be putting out some information on the radio so that they can call in and get a reading, and so they can ask whatever questions they are interested in getting information on. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that, this is where I think it's going to be so much more fun, right?
Well, it'll be fine. It will be fun to work with energies and people. And, I may just even actually have a few people call in that I know, because I know that there's some people who could really use your woo-woo, juju, amazing Marilyn Kundera. I can't say it sexy as you. The magic that you do, Marilyn, and I'm very good at answering questions, about what just the next step. So
yeah, because you can do the card reading.
Yeah,
you can do your card readings on the, if they're interested in doing something like that.
Grandma comes in, I don't know what's going to happen. That's why I call myself a spiritual pizza pie, because you never know what you're going to get. You just know there's going to be something good on your slice.
Yeah.
If that is not a native New Yorker woo-woo witchy moment, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and I love that. I love it. Yeah, and I love the energy of it, right? I love the excitement of it. I really feel excited for the next show because, it's going to be great to be able to have people actually participate, right? Interact with us. I really like that. I really like the interacting with others. So that'll be great. So anyone listening, if you put it out to others who might be interested in, getting a reading or getting an energetic, shifting, whatever it is that they're wanting, right, we can do. So just ask the questions, we will be putting, I believe it's going to be a phone number that you will be calling to get on and connect with us next week. So that's exciting.
It is exciting. I just think it's a wonky world that we're in. And I think we're all adjusting. And I really do want to, because I can only speak from my own experience. I was gone for almost 3 weeks. I came back. My schedule is like slammed. Everybody wants to talk to me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm not complaining. Thank you. But I have noticed that I'm just going to share my analogy. All of my light warrior friends that are doing this kind of work, it's like we're standing at a platform at a train station, and we're waiting for a train. We don't know if that train is dropping someone off. We don't know if we're getting on the train. We don't know if that train is coming by through with some kind of message. And then, we can feel like the little hairs on our neck. We can hear the train, but we don't know anything. And that's the energy that I think a lot of people are feeling, a little out of sorts and some anticipation. And I would like to remind people, anticipation and anxiety can feel very similar in our bodies. Yeah. And so if you can stay more in the anticipation of what if, what's the best thing that could happen today, right? Because, how many of us grew up with a grandma that said, what's the worst thing that's going to happen now, Yeah, be in the excitement of it.
The excitement of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Make it, instead of being anxious, instead of calling it anxiousness, call it excitement. I feel
excitement.
The energies are very similar. The only thing is that the frequency that it rides right in the brain is different, right? So when we say exciting, this is exciting, right? There's the brain just picks it up as such a really good frequency. And then when we're saying, I'm really anxious over this, well, the brain is picking that up too. And it's feeling really frightening, and it's feeling really, like unnerving. So if we can say, I'm excited about this, instead of I'm afraid or I'm anxious, we can use the word excitement, and the frequency of that creates such a better frequency for us to ride, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially now in these times, right, when there's so much going on. It's going on around us. It's going on inside of us. There's just a lot of things, right, that are getting, and we were talking about this the other day, it feels like, you know, there's like a plucking, a gentle plucking of certain energies, right, that are being just like plucked out really gently, really lovingly. It's almost like we're releasing and we're just letting things go. And we're not really having to be attached to any outcome. It's okay because we know that we are all right. And that,
you know, I want to say something. Mm-hmm. I want to say something to what you just said, because I got such a visual as you're gently plugging, like you had said that to me that day. And it's like, you know, if you're a gardener and it rains and you've got those new little baby roots and you just pull them out, they're not even pulling in the dirt. But if you, when you let go of them, imagine they just become little feathers and they just go where they're supposed to go. There's no, they just, the wind takes them where they need to be. They're no longer yours. You don't even need to, just make them light and fluffy, you know?
Yeah.
Because the universe is taking care of that for you. You're just saying, I don't need this anymore. It's okay. There's no charge to it.
You thank it for the work it's done, and then you just surrender it gently.
That's right.
Without any, you know, attachment to it.
Yes.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's like, you know, when I'm clearing out my closet and I'm making, you know, and I'm just moving things around, I'll say, oh, this is so beautiful. I love this, but I'll never wear this again. And so then what I do is I say, oh, but somebody else could love this and wear this and enjoy this. And that makes me want to give more and more and more things away, right? So then it's easier. But if I continue to have the attachment of the feeling good, oh, this is so beautiful, I like this, but it's in my closet and it's hanging there and it's doing no one any service. So let it go. Surrender it, honey, and let someone else wear it and feel good in it, right?
Exactly.
And that's a good feeling.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, right? I have a mantra that I love that I think is very helpful, and it is using the power of your words. And this has helped me exponentially. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before, but apparently I'm feeling called to do it again if I have. So it's the Ho'oponopono prayer from Hawaii. And my family lived in Maui for many, many years. And the first time I heard this was from a beautiful matriarch, Hawaiian medicine woman. Anyway, the Ho'oponopono prayer, I like to go outside and put my hands on a tree and imagine this intention going down through the roots of the planet to all the other trees and all the other souls that need release or healing. And it's, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And those are four words, and you're supposed to say it repeatedly. And I did this for many, many months. And what I didn't expect, and this isn't the reason I did it, was eventually all that love started kind of flooding back into me. I could just feel it organically. And Marilyn, you are much more of a feeler and a sensor when it comes to energy. I'm much more of, you know, kick it to the curb kind of girl. So when I get soft in that ooey gooey place, you know something magical is going on there. So I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Sorry, darling. I wanted to get out one more time. Go ahead.
Now, and think about the power of those words, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much power in those words. And when you're saying it, the other piece is that you're saying that to yourself,
right?
To all the selves inside of you, right? To all those, you know, like, you know, sometimes we have that, you know, 3-year-old, okay? Or we have that teen, you know, or we have that, you know, whatever, the 20-something, you know, in us that didn't understand something or, you know, got frightened, or even, you know, a teenager who just was told that they couldn't or whatever it is. And when we're saying those things, we're also receiving it too. We're receiving it back. So we're saying it to someone or for someone. We're also saying it for ourselves because we're receiving the energy of that and the power and the love that resides in there. And how could we not feel that and change something changes within us? Because the words are, you can say them, I love you.
Well, it's also true. Surrendering. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It takes you off the hook, you know? It's surrendering to the intent of what you want, right?
Yeah.
The intent of what you want.
Yeah.
And my mother sent me a book when I was a girl, and it said, How to Turn Your Ex-Boyfriend into a Toad and Other Spells. I still have it somewhere. And I it was just unusual. Like, I never imagined my mother would ever give me that book, but there was something really funny about it. And the premise of that book was really to show me that what you're saying and what you're thinking, everything is a magical spell. It truly is. Because when you tap into the frequency of how Earth School works, what you say and the intent behind it, it catches up with you.
It does.
Good or bad.
It does. Yeah. I really am very cautious with my words and, you know, how I choose my words, right? I have to think really, you know, and if I get really irritated or something over something, I really just buckle down and I go, now relax. And I mm-hmm. and this is me in my brain, you know, because I did have something like that happen to me just recently. And I did have this, I stood there and I just said in my head, I was saying, it's okay. This is okay. Mm-hmm. What is happening right now is okay. You're safe. Everybody's okay. We're doing well. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to stay in that healthy place where you don't have to go, you know, how would I say, saying things that maybe you can't take back or reacting in a way that wasn't exactly right.
Be sure to taste your words. Be sure to taste your words before you spit them out, right?
Exactly.
If you've got that bitter taste on your tongue, you're sending out forked lizard tongue out there. You know, and I am a passionate girl. I am definitely guilty of being in the fire, and I've learned from that. Hopefully I've got a long way to go, but I know I've come a long way, and that's the point.
I feel the same way. I feel like, listen, I'm gonna be a work in progress all my life, you know,
right?
I'm in the process and I will continue to be in the process, you know, because I want to keep remembering and I want to keep learning and I want to keep exploring and growing,
evolving,
and expanding,
shifting.
Yeah, and evolving. Yeah. And most of all, shifting the things, especially those things that, you know, in life, you probably thought there's no way in the world that I'm ever going to be able to let go of that boulder. And now it's like, what boulder? I don't even see it anymore.
Because it's dust. It's down. It's so far away and dust and diffused like those little feathers that you've surrendered, you know?
It doesn't have the same meaning, and it doesn't have, you know, it just doesn't, the energy and the frequency around those things don't have, they're not the same. But only because you have shifted in a way where you feel lighter, and you know who you are, so you no longer have to prove anything, right?
Yeah, and it's not about denial. It's not about denial. You know, like if you're really angry at something, write it down and burn it up, or you know what, safely, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, get it out. We're not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not saying be in denial, and you're not valid to be angry about something, but feel it. Allow it, process it, and shift it, because that's where your freedom comes.
Right, because what happens is a lot of times is if you are in the reactiveness in that moment where you're just exploding and you're reactive and you're not really even conscious of what you're about to say or what you're saying, that's coming from a different place. That's coming from a different place, and it doesn't even belong to that person, right? That it doesn't belong to them. It's important for us to recognize sometimes that that energy is an energy that's trying to get your attention and is trying to say, come over here, I got something, let's explore this. Let's explore this feeling, right?
Where do I want to live? Do I want to live in hell, or do I want to live in harmony? Because I personally believe hell is here on earth, and it's what you make it. So Well, you know, that's really where you just stop and you check yourself. Like you said, those boundaries of, is that it? Their energy, mm-hmm. my energy, whose energy?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And what's
we're
the,
just
going to
drill it in.
Yeah, what is it in this energy that is causing me to feel this way, right? Because it's so important. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just don't recognize that it's our energy that is causing us to go into this understanding that we're in, you know? And mm-hmm. we can, look, I can get angry. I mean, I'm not perfect. I can get angry. But I've learned not to be reactive. I've learned to, you know, to come to terms to what it is that's happening and then to filter it in a way where it's more nourishing for me, right? So, yeah.
All right, darling, though, well, that's our show. We're going to ask people to call in next week. We'll announce the number at the beginning of next week. So if you have questions or things on your mind, we're here to assist, help, and shift the stuff.
And I'm excited, so I hope that we get a lot of callers, because I really would love to do a lot of this work, and I want to see you doing a lot of it as well, and so this will be fun.
All right, peace and
so
blessings. Let that stuff go.
Yes, blessings, love, and life, right?